Barbie's dream, the land.
Careful here, there's a narrow...
It is the strange blue-grey light of pre-dawn. On the snow-covered mountain is a winding path down which four tiny black silhouettes carefully pick their way. Wilkinson the rat is in the lead, followed by Barbie, Luz the dodo, and Pranado the monkey.
There's a drop coming up, just a little one.
I think I can see more of the path now.
The sun will be up soon. We should hurry. This is the most risky part of the journey. Risky, not dangerous. Risky.
There's no cover on the plain. If the black guards spot us, that's it. Nowhere to go, nowhere to run.
They're edging their way down a narrow, rocky path beside a sheer drop, using their hands to steady themselves on the ice-covered mountain wall. Luz flaps her wings to steady herself. Pranado wears his red uniform jacket and pillbox hat, Wilkinson his fedora and trench coat. Luz has her feathers for insulation, but Barbie shivers. She's wearing a thin, unsuitable dress and thin silk slipper shoes. Around her neck, glowing gently, is the pink gemstone called the Porpentine.
If we make it across the plain, there's a forest. It's not a safe place, not by a long shot, but there's plenty of cover, and there's no love lost between the trees and the cuckoo. Not that they're on our side, mind you, although most of the trees are all right. Keep themselves to themselves, unless they're bothered, and only an idiot bothers a tree. Oop, sharp left here, but the path's levelling out a bit.
There are bad things in the forest. Pray we don't meet any tweeners.
Tweeners?
But it'll be warmer there. And if we're lucky, there'll be food.
I haven't eaten since I got to the land last night.
Drink a bit more melted snow. Put something in your stomach.
I need real food, Wilkinson. I'm starving. I'm cold.
You could have wrapped up a bit before you came.
But I'm always wearing a pretty party dress when I'm here. It's the kind I always thought princesses would wear when I was little.
Nearly there, nearly on the plain.
Cold. So cold.
The Sandman, Act 2, Episode 15, A Game of You, Beginning to See the Light.
The four travelling companions have descended to level ground. Behind them is the unimaginable vastness of the mountain range. Ahead of them lies the snowy plain and the cold, barren hopelessness of their quest.
Long way to Tipperary, but my heart is there.
Quiet, Wilkinson. You want to tell everyone we're here?
I was singing quietly to keep our spirits up. The wind will carry voices away.
Wilkinson.
Okay, no singing.
There's something over there in the snow, look.
Something to eat with any luck.
I can't see too well.
It's too far away.
Come on, let's check it out. So, Wilkinson, what's on the other side of the forest?
Once past the forest, we're in trouble again. There's people living there. Really, down all the way to the sea.
What kind of people?
Just normal people, like me, or you, or Luz here.
Or me.
Or Pranado. They used to be subjects of the Hieromancer, but...
I remember the Hieromancer. I met him when I was here before. He was a sweet old guy. Kind of like my grandfather. What happened to him?
He's dead. Well, I expect that he's dead. If he's lucky, he's dead. Then we come to the Citadel of the Cuckoo. Maybe we can avoid that. Maybe. But it stands right between us and the brightly shining sea.
And if we get that far?
If we get to the sea, there's a causeway that leads to the Isle of Thorns. That's where you've got to get to, with the Porpentine. because that's where the hierogram is, or so Martin Tenbones maintained. I hope you'll know what to do when we get that far, because none of us have a clue.
Shh, look! Oh, no.
In front of them lies the corpse of a bearded, fawn-like goblin with pointed ears. The face contorted in an expression of frozen terror. It lies half buried in the snow, ribcage ripped open, arms outstretched. One hand still holds a scroll, which quivers in the icy wind.
Oh, how ghastly. The poor thing.
Murphy, protect us. It's the Tantoblin. I knew he was dead. I felt him die.
He was carrying a message for us. He still has it. Look. Oh. Here it is. Do you want to read it now? It may be important.
I remember him. Martin Tenbones and I were on our way to the Arch of the Porpentine when we were attacked by these white grub things like fat children.
Princess Barbara, climb on my back quickly. These creatures will give no quarter nor ask it if we offer battle.
It's too late, Martin Tenbones. They're all around us.
Princess, help is coming.
What are these things carrying the big box? Baby dinosaurs?
It is the Room Patrol. But we must move fast.
Here, Princess!
We can help you escape!
What's in the box?
We are the Room Patrol!
Oh, that's the room? They were carrying a room around with them. I mean, it wasn't a big room or anything, but it had a door and windows.
Get into the room!
But please, hurry!
So we got into it, and when we got out again, we were somewhere else. Somewhere closer to where we wanted to be. A little glade in a forest, where there was a huge table covered with food. This guy was waiting for us. He bowed and kissed my hand.
Brave Princess Barbara! The loyal Martin Tenbones. You're just in time to eat. Join me.
Oh, how wonderful.
I have dreamed of food for many leagues now. I would enjoy breakfast.
Then tuck in, my dear fellow.
He made his breakfast. I liked him.
Aye, that was the Tantoblin right enough. Then, when the cuckoo crushed the rest of the Room Patrol, he became a courier, taking tidings of the resistance to distant parts of the land.
We have to bury him.
But the ground is harder than ice, and we only have our paws.
Then we'll cover him with snow. Make a cairn.
Leave it out, girl. There's more snow on its way, and every second that passes, the cuckoo's forces come closer to finding us.
No! We bury him. We owe him that. I owe him that much.
Yes, Princess, right. Well, what are we waiting for? Let's bury the poor bugger. There. My paws are frozen.
Shouldn't we say a few words?
Yeah, of course.
I only met you once, but you fed me. And you were good to me. And you died in my service, Tantoblin. Be at peace.
Murphy's peace be with you.
Okay, let's go.
It's snowing again.
And getting harder.
Look! Shelter!
Ahead of them, the ground falls away, forming a ridge like a small cliff that juts out, revealing a shallow cave beneath.
Let's get under there until the worst of this is over.
I suppose snow would have buried the Tantoblin anyway.
Sit close by me, Luz.
We would have frozen out there.
Everybody huddle up for warmth.
That's better.
Thank you.
Pernado, let's take a look at the scroll you took from the Tantoblin. It may be important.
Here it is, Princess. Oh, it had pictures rolled up in it.
The pictures are photographs. Shots of Barbie's face in her various makeups. Red and black flames. Or dragons. Or fish scales. Or fractals.
Princess? Is that a picture of you?
Yes. I've been doing a lot of face painting recently. I was going to get a tattoo, but I don't want anything permanent anymore. It's like I can be a different person every day. Where did he get the photos from? This is weird. Maybe the scroll explains what the photos are about. The European cuckoo, Cuculus canorus, winters in the... Huh? What the hell is this?
Read it, my princess. The Tantoblen thought it was important. He gave his life bringing it to us.
Okay. The European cuckoo, Cuculus canorus, winters in the tropics and is an abundant summer visitor to continental Europe and Britain, arriving in early April.
Outside, black against the falling snow on the plain, a row of tall, angular figures is marching towards their shelter. The Black Guard are on the march. They are tall, moving purposefully, inexorably, dressed in beautiful obsidian armor with high collars and ornate helms. Some of them hold tall spears, others carry long weapons with claws on the end, like black iron talons.
For when hatched, the young cuckoo, during the first few days of its naked, blind, and apparently helpless existence, throws out the unhatched eggs of our fellow nestlings.
The Black Guard's faces are hidden by their helmet visors, except for their glowing red eyes, visible through the slits.
The young cuckoo gets the nest to itself. Apparently, the voice of the young cuckoo has a commanding, almost hypnotic power.
Shh! Quiet. Danger.
They sit in scared silence as the guards march past.
They're so close.
Shh.
Barbie could reach out and touch the black, glistening armor. But she does not. She has no doubt they are searching for her, and has a brief, mad impulse to scream, to run out, to laugh, to say, "Here we are!" as if it was a game of hide-and-seek. But she sits there, listening to her breathing, listening to her heart thumping in her chest. All the guards would have to do is to bend down, and it would be over.
30 of them. I counted.
Shh! Wait! I think they've gone.
It stopped snowing.
It's getting dark. Come on, then.
Nothing else bad happens crossing the plain. Although when Barbie tries to look at the photos again, she finds that the Polaroids have changed into old playing cards, and the words on the scroll have run together and are blurred and unreadable. That night, they sleep in a ditch, the four of them huddled together for warmth. Afterwards, Barbie does not remember dreaming. The ever-changing castle of Morpheus of the Endless is today a fairy tale confection of turrets and towers. It rests in a mountain landscape, studded with green meadows and waterfalls.
Which of the skerries?
Well, this one, Lord. It's here on the map. Look, you see?
I see, and you are certain this is the same one?
I'm certain, Lord. I found it in the archives. There can be no mistake. I have the compact here for your inspection.
Let me see it.
The Lord of Dreams stands in a wood-paneled corridor, open on one side to the view. Lucian the Librarian, towering over Morpheus, hands him a faded old map. It shows an archipelago, a multitude of tiny green and brown islands surrounded by blue sea.
Thank you.
Sir.
It comes back to me now, Lucian. But it was a very long time ago. I had thought the skerry long since crumbled, the compact forgotten and void. I was in error. Ah, well. We must wait and see how things fall.
Indeed, sir. I'll be in the library if you need me.
Of course.
Excuse me, sir. You may not remember me. My name is Nula. I was a fairy gift. Nula?
Morpheus turns to look at the nervous, waif-like little figure.
Yes. Right. Well, I was told to watch the dreams of the mortal woman, Barbie, and not do anything. Well, I did something. When she first started to dream, I sort of tried to sort of warn her that there was bad stuff going down. I couldn't just stand by and not do anything, and I thought I should tell you. I'm sorry.
I see. Thank you for telling me, Nuala. That will be all.
Nuala, you did the right thing. I'm pleased with you.
Yes.
Far off, in the land, Barbie awakes from sleep in a dry, grassy ditch. Wilkinson the Rat is standing over her.
You're smiling this morning. That's not something I expected to see in a hurry.
Oh, hi, Wilkinson. I'm warm. Oh, I can't believe it. I thought it was never going to be warm again. Where are we?
The forest borders.
They are right on the edge of a forest, a line of trees going way back. All around is a carpet of grass, with mushrooms here and there amongst the roots. The light is green and golden as it filters through the leaves.
You hungry?
Oh, I wish you hadn't asked. Yes, I'm starving.
Well, Pranado's up trees looking for eggs, and Luz is bartering with the Nidrig for fire. If you pick the mushrooms, I'll scrump some apples. Here, take my hat. Only pick the white mushrooms with the pink gills.
Where will you put the apples?
I'll fold up a corner of my trench coat. Close call last night. There, but for the grace of Murphy, went we. Hacked into messy little chunks. I wasn't scared, of course, not me. Nerves and whiskers of steel I've got.
Sure you have.
I saw the first of them, this boot going past. Black as midnight's arsehole. I thought, you're just lucky, mate. If I wasn't looking after the young lady, you'd be for it.
Wilkinson?
Yes?
What's the hierogram?
It's, well, it's sort of more like an,
You don't know?
Well, Martin Tenbones did. I suppose we'll just have to burn that bridge when we come to it.
Yeah. I wish I knew what I was going to have to do.
Wish in one hand, shit in the other, see which fills up first. Old Wilkinson family saying. Let's have the hat. Ta. Which reminds me, there's a stream just down there. Do your necessaries and wash up afterwards. The others will be back soon. Then we'll have breakfast.
Having breakfasted handsomely, they walk on into the deeper forest. The trees here are older and more gnarled. They walk on tracks of moss and fallen leaves.
That was wonderful. Really, guys, that was an incredible breakfast. I don't think I've ever had a better meal. But how come I could taste it? I didn't think you could taste things in dreams.
This isn't a dream.
It is a dream, Luz.
Well, yes, it is a dream, but not in the way she means.
It's still a dream, Wilkinson. Like, before you came, before the cuckoo, the land was here.
Huh? But if it's my dream...
No, you come here to dream, but the land is older than you, Princess.
Pranado, how do you know?
Well, just look around you. Did you create all this?
I don't know, didn't I?
No, of course you didn't. You're just a princess.
Anyway, all I'm saying is I'm really happy. I can't remember ever being so happy before. Not when I was first dating Ken. Not even when I was a little bitty kid having picnics with my toys. I'm just happy.
I love being a kid. I was one of 17 children. We were all named Wilkinson. I suppose it was roughest on the girls, but we all got used to it in the end. I blame the parents, really.
I was an only child.
I would have liked to have been an only child. That way, when someone shouts Wilkinson, you know if it's you or not. Mustn't grumble. Our parents were the salt of the earth. Lovely people. It was just, when they found a name they liked, they stuck with it.
My childhood was fine, I suppose. I mean, my mom and pop were nice people. Good people. It just wasn't very exciting.
Shh! Someone's watching us.
Yeah, they've been watching us since we entered the forest. But if it was the cuckoo's people, they'd have nobbled us by now.
So what should we do now?
We keep going. What else can we do?
It takes days to walk through the forest. Barbie finds herself imagining eyes upon them, peering from behind trees. There is darkness, the smell of leaves and twigs and small rustlings. The forest is not a comforting place for travellers, but they're warm, with just about enough to eat. Sometimes that's all that's important. After a while, Barbie simply accepts that they are being followed, just as she got used to a diet of apples and nuts, and drinking from small streams and brooks, and using moss for toilet paper. She feels like Bilbo in Mirkwood in that bit where the giant spiders get them.
Wilkinson, are there giant spiders around here?
Giant spiders around here? Of course not.
Sorry. Silly of me.
Now the giant spiders is all in the little forest to the west of here.
They are good people. They are loyal to you, not to the cuckoo. But they are few in number, and timid beasts.
Oh, that's nice.
As they get further into the forest, the trees become so thick they lose the sun completely. The light that does filter through the leaves is stained green and gold by day, cool moonlight blue by night.
Oh, here's a conundrum. Oh, bother.
It's a fork in the path, Prenado.
There's two ways we can go here, Wilkinson.
Don't want to get lost now. Prenado?
Yeah.
Wilkinson, you said you had an instinct for direction, but it's always Prenado who climbs a tree and scouts the way ahead.
Well, my instinct is to ask Prenado. He's the monkey. They like climbing trees.
I do like climbing trees.
See? Bang on the money.
Wait there. Oh, look.
But that was the day that Prenado didn't come back.
It's been hours.
But what do we do? Without Prenado, we are lost.
There are meant to be paths somewhere in the forest. Really old ones, from before there was even a forest here. I don't know how we'd find one, mind you.
We're heading towards the sea, aren't we?
Yes.
Then shouldn't we be looking for streams and rivers? They'll be flowing into the sea, after all.
So, we follow a stream. That's really smart.
Do you think Prenado's all right?
No.
It's night in the forest. Barbie, Wilkinson and Luz are asleep by a small stream.
Prenado? Wilkinson? Luz, wake up! Prenado's back, I think.
Prenado?
Hello?
Over there. What's that?
Barbie sees something caught in a beam of moonlight between two trees. Prenado, the little monkey with his organ grinder's hat on. He dangles from what looks like a creeper. His arms hang loose in front of him. His head flops over to one side. His eyes are open but blank. He's dead.
Prenado, old buddy, is that you?
No, it's not.
Barbie realizes that the creeper Prenado hangs from has dark, twig-like fingers.
That's an arm. Who are you? Do you serve the cuckoo?
We are trainers.
We do not serve the cuckoo.
We were here before the cuckoo. We were here before you.
We serve no one but ourselves. The tweeners belong to the tweeners, and these are our woods.
Tweeners? Run! Just run! Go to outrun them!
Cannot escape. Cannot escape.
But where are we headed?
Keep going.
Cannot escape. Cannot escape.
Look out for the tree root!
Ow!
Hannah, where keep going?
Barbie is sitting up. Her pretty dress is ripped and torn and spread out around her. The porpentine is flaring up, becoming a source of light. Bright pink light.
The porpentine! Look at it. It's glowing. Why have they stopped coming?
The path! Here, I'll give you a hand.
Thanks!
The three of them are standing together on an old brick path running through the forest, much of it overgrown.
It's one of Murphy's paths. I thought they were all lost, but the porpentine remembers.
Okay?
As long as we follow the light of the porpentine, we'll be safe.
But the tweeners?
They cannot walk on this path.
Let's go.
In sadness and fear, they walk down the ruined path, guided by the light of the porpentine. There is no more sleep that night for any of them. As the sun rises, the light of the porpentine fades. But the path is still there, old and broken, but always visible. Just. Its stones are old, really old. Follow the yellow brick road, keeps running through Barbie's head. But the stones are not bricks, and they are a dirty grey colour. Soon they can hear the cries of distant seagulls. There is salt in the air, and the low, muted crash of breakers. Barbie, Wilkinson and Luz emerge from the forest to find themselves high on a grassy ledge at the top of a cliff. Seagulls wheel above. Below them is the sea, and across a wide bay are the towers and minarets and cottages of a strange, old-fashioned city. From where they stand, rough paths snake down to the sea from the chalk-white cliff face.
So that's the city. And that's the sea. Well, what do we do now?
We've got to get you through the town and down to the Isle of Thorns.
I'll go down the cliff path and fetch help.
Luz, girl, it's too dangerous.
No, Wilkinson, you must stay here. Guard the princess. I will seek out the resistance. They can hide her for as long as is needed.
Barbie crouches to stroke Luz's feathered head fondly.
Are you sure, Luz?
I am sure. Alone, I have a chance. Together, we have none. You stay here. I will be back by nightfall.
Good luck, Luz. Hurry back.
I will, Princess. Do not worry. I will be fine.
It's 3:30 a.m. in George's apartment in New York. On the sofa, Barbie dreams, watched over by her friend, Wanda, and by the nightmare, which is their late neighbor George's severed face, nailed to the wall. The face, through the agency of ancient witchcraft, speaks, its tongue writhing.
So you don't want to talk to me, eh, Wanda? I know lots of things. When you're dead, there's stuff they don't bother keeping secret anymore.
That so? Okay, George. Why did they leave me behind to look after Barbie?
That's pretty easy. That stuff they did with the moon, that had to be a women thing, right?
I am a woman, dumbass.
Maybe she doesn't think so.
The moon doesn't think so? Give me a break.
Maybe gender isn't something you pick and choose as far as gods are concerned.
Well, that's something the gods can take and stuff up their sacred recta. I know who I am.
I'll tell you something else. Messing with the moon like she did, I bet that's dangerous. I mean, really dangerous. Drawing down the moon? Thessaly wasn't doing something spiritual. That was physical, too.
Oh, come on.
I hate to think what she did to the tides and the weather. She shouldn't mess with the moon. That's dangerous. And you know you should be worried. I mean, really worried.
Yeah? You don't seem too worried.
What have I got to be worried about? I'm dead.
Why are you telling me this? Does making up facts make you feel better about being a total loser?
Oh, you know. It's nice to have someone to talk to. And us guys should stick together.
I'm Wanda, George. I know who I am. I'm more of a woman than you ever were a man. And I'm not denying that there's been some weird shit going on here tonight. But here's the thing. You don't get to give your opinion anymore. You don't know me or any of us. You never said word one when we passed on the stairs or met in the lobby. You hid in the shadows, afraid of anything outside your tiny little life, sitting on this sofa, staring at that creepy poster of Barbie with one hand down your pants. How come you can talk anyway? I thought Thessaly told you to stay quiet.
Thessaly's gone. Her commands only hold while she's here.
I guess that means I could leave if I wanted to.
Sure.
I don't need your permission, bub.
Are you going to go away?
I can't leave Barbie. She's my only friend. She treats me like a person. Like a friend. I've got to stay with her. Even if I don't understand this stuff. And the bits I do understand scare me shitless. So, assuming you do know stuff they don't bother keeping secret anymore, Thessaly and the guys, are they there with her? In her dream?
I don't think so. Not yet. They're still walking the moon's road. But you shouldn't worry about them. You should worry about Barbie. And the weather, Ms. Wanda.
Miss Wanda. That's better, George.
In the land, high up on the clifftop, Barbie and Wilkinson the Rat have hidden in a clump of bushes.
I'm hungry, Wilkinson.
Don't you worry, Princess. When Luz comes back, she'll bring food. And friends. Just you keep smiling.
Pernado's dead. I don't know what I have to smile about.
Well, then everything's gone right. I mean, what happened to Pernado was horrible. But we still found the path and got out of the woods. The Black Guard missed us in the snow, didn't they? Ugh. That's more than luck. Someone's looking out for us. I dare say when we get to the Isle of Thorns, something will tell us how to use the Porpentine. There'll be some mad old hermit or instructions carved on a rock only visible on the day we get there. It's all working out.
Shh! Someone's coming!
Princess Barbara! Wilkinson! Are you there?
Of course we're here, you great Nana. Well, how did it go? Did you make contact with the Resistance? Did you bring back any friends?
Yes, lots of them.
The Black Guard?
That's her.
Run, Princess! Get away from here!
Luz?
If you want her, you'll have to take me first. For Murphy's sake, lass, get back into the forest! Run! Run, Princess!
Wilkinson's throat is sliced through by the blade of a Black Guard's pike.
Wilkinson
lies on his back, twisting convulsively, as animals do when they die. A Black Guard rams a spear into his stomach to finish him off.
Luz? Dear Luz! What the...
That's it. Manacle her arms. No need to bind her legs. Not yet.
Ow!
But I
no!
want one of you on each side of her on the walk down. She is not going to throw herself off the cliff.
The Black Guard march the manacled Barbie through the town, Luz beside her. They pass down cobbled streets with thatched houses on each side. Barbie's manacles are heavy and she is having trouble walking.
Luz?
Yes?
Where are you taking me?
To the Palace of the Cuckoo.
Are you the Cuckoo?
No. But I have the honor to serve her with all my heart and all my soul.
In the town, blank-eyed people stare at them hopelessly, as if Barbie was a cow. on her way to the slaughterhouse.
Halt! We're here.
They've stopped in front of a dull, middle-class, 1960s American townhouse, looking utterly out of place in this ancient city. In front of the house stands a child's tricycle.
But this isn't a palace. I know this place. This is our old house in Florida. This is where I grew up. Is it?
Go in, Barbie. The cuckoo's waiting for you. Guard!
The guards take off the manacles.
Oh.
And Barbie goes in.